At a Wednesday press briefing, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller reiterated his social media statement that there should be no mass displacement of Palestinians from Gaza.
We have been told that those statements do not reflect the policy of the government of Israel. We believe that is the correct decision. The secretary has made very clear on a number of occasions that there must be no forced resettlement of Palestinians from Gaza, that Gaza is Palestinian land and should remain so. And we will continue to make that clear to the government of Israel, and we expect them to make that clear as well.
Spokesperson Miller did qualify his statement, saying that the State Department's position is that Hamas is a terrorist organization, asserting Israel's right to defend itself.
We have made quite clear our position that Gaza cannot once again serve as a launching pad for terrorist attacks against Israel. That's not real security for the Israeli public, and ultimately that would not offer real security to the Palestinians in Gaza.
Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir is one of two named Israeli ministers who prompted Miller's comments after calling for a mass immigration of Palestinians out of Gaza on Monday. Minister Ben-Gvir responded to Miller's initial social media post in a tweet Tuesday, stating, quote, "With all due respect, we are not another star on the American flag." End quote.
Now is the time to coordinate an emigration project, a project to encourage the residents of Gaza to emigrate to countries of the world. Let's be clear, we have partners around the world whose help we can use. There are people around the world with whom we can advance this idea. Encouraging their immigration will allow us to bring home the residents of the communities near the Gaza border and the residents of the Gush Katif settlements.
Before October 7th, Ben-Gvir's proposal may have been viewed as a fringe one, even by the likes of Prime Minister Netanyahu, who in November referred to settling Gaza as, quote, an unrealistic goal. Thus far, Netanyahu has not condemned Ben-Gvir's statements. Ben-Gvir's comments reflect a growing movement in the Israeli right wing to settle Gaza. As head of the conservative Jewish Power Party since 2019, Minister Ben-Gvir has had a long history of intentionally provoking the Israeli left and Palestinians, according to reporting from Al Jazeera. While the West Bank is currently home to 146 illegal Israeli settlements, Gaza has been void of settlements since 2005, when the eviction of 8,000 Israeli settlers took place. The specific eviction of the 17-block Gush Katif settlement is referenced in Minister Ben-Gvir's Monday comments. The White House's official position on settlements in Gaza is that they want a Gaza under Palestinian governance, according to State Department spokesperson Miller. And any new settlement in Gaza would similarly be in violation of international law. Notably, the United States has not taken any action against existing illegal settlements. When asked by a reporter at a press briefing Wednesday on whether or not the U.S. would put any weight behind stopping settlements in Gaza, communications coordinator for the National Security Council, Jack Kirby, had this to say.
I don't think we can call it a plan. These are comments by two cabinet officers. That doesn't constitute an Israeli plan to relocate people out of Gaza. So I don't think we should get ahead of where we are right now.
For KPFA in Berkeley, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.